I'll start off with a song from that that peculiar record sleeve, that peculiar My Dog's On. He can't get used to getting recognised as he walks down the street, unfortunately. But he turns his head. This is called The Poor Ditching Boy. Was there ever a winter so cold and so bare? The river too weary to flow. Storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. I was looking for trouble to tangle my line. Trouble came looking for me. Knew I was standing on treacherous ground. I was sinking too fast to run free with a scheming, idle way. She left me poor enough. The storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. Oh, I would not be asking, would not be seen, begging on mountain or hill. But I'm ready and blind with my hands tied behind, and I've neither a mind nor a will. With a scheming, idle way, she left me poor enough. Storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. Oh, it's bitter the need of the poor ditching boy. He'll always believe what they say. And they tell him it's hard to be honest and true. Does he mind if he doesn't get paid? With his scheming, idle way, she left me poor enough. The storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. Oh, the storm and the wind cut through to my skin. She cut through to my blood. Thanks very much. I'll sing a song which I got from an American banjo player. Great singer, and he had some great songs called Hedy West, who doesn't come over here anymore, unfortunately, more's the pity. But I first saw her at this, we had this club. I'm from Barnsley, actually, in South Yorkshire, just in case you're having trouble placing the accent, because I've taken elocution lessons and things like that. The People's Republic of South Yorkshire. And we used to have this peculiar folk club in Barnsley, which was at the bowling alley, which is an interesting venue, because it was in the upstairs lounge of a bowling alley, and you could hear Ewan McCall doing the Hawes of Cromdale or something like that, to the sound of these balls thundering down the lane and strikes at the end. It was great if the rhythm was right, you know, but he didn't like it very much, I remember it well. But I saw some absolutely astonishing people there who I never knew were sort of legends of folk music. I saw Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys there. And I never realising, because I was a callow youth, that they were heroes in Nashville, you know, stars of the Grand Ole Opry. In fact, they did two dates in the UK in that particular year they came over. They did the Albert Hall and this bowling alley in Barnsley. So He was some promoter, was the bloke who persuaded him to come. And not only that, but he never paid him either at the end of the night. And he stayed for about 6 months, in which we saw this galaxy of talent pass through and then disappeared without a trace, this chap. But this, anyway, this one I got from Hedy West, and it's a version of Joe Clark. If you fancy a bit of a sing, it's got a good little chorus, OK? Old Joe Clark is mad at me, and I'll tell you the reason why. Ran through his cabbage patch and I tore down all his rye. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. I went down to old Joe's house to get me a glass of wine. Tied me to his whipping post and he gave me 99. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Oh, I went back to old Joe's house, get me a glass of gin, and he charged me up for whipping his horse and he gave me hell again. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Now I don't care for old Joe Clark, and I'll tell you the reason why. Wipes his nose on old cornbread and he calls it chicken pie. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Old Joe Clark came to my house, that low-down filthy pup, and he kicked my bulldog under the fence and he drank my liquor up. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Now old Joe Clark, he's dead and gone, and I hope he's gone to hell. He made me wear the ball and chain, and he made my ankle swell. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, goodbye Billy Brown. Walk Joe Clark, talk Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Thanks very much. Well sung. That was great. It was really quite a surprise to hear you singing as well as that. You know, when I said I was going up to Girvan at a concert in Barnsley last night, they said they'll not sing up there. They'll do a miserable bloody lot, they said. This is one thing about traditional songs I really quite like is that apart from having great tunes, they usually have a real nice element of cruelty in them, don't they? The songs themselves, like Barbara Allen, for instance, when he sort of turned over and rolled over and died, this kid, because Barbara Allen's given him the elbow, and they're carrying him there, and he's a wimp, isn't he, obviously? You know, I mean, you'd be upset, but it's a bit over the top, isn't it? Time heals all and things like that. But they're carrying his coffin away down the street, and she sees him again being carried away, Barbara Allen, and she says to these four women who are carrying him, "Put him down. I'll put him down." I said, "Well, I'll skeg at him, you know." And they open the coffin up, and she bursts out laughing. And I quite like that. I think it's good, because it's relevant, isn't it? Who says folk songs, traditional folk songs, not relevant anymore? I mean, I've had relationships like that anyway. So. And in this one, there's a really it's the young sailor cut down in his prime. There's a really conversational verse where these two young women who've helped him on his way are sort of saying, "Oh, that's him, look, I don't remember him." I think it's great, that. It's got a chorus as well, so if you fancy a sing, great. That's it. One day as I rambled down by the Royal Albion, dark was the morning and cold was the day. Who should I spy but one of my shipmates, dressed in a blanket far colder than clay. And he's called for a candle to light him to bed, likewise an old flannel to wrap round his head. His poor heart was aching, his poor head was breaking. He's a young sailor cut down in his prime, and we'll beat the drums loudly and play the pipes merrily. Play the dead march as we carry him along. Take him to the churchyard fire, three volleys over him. He's a young sailor cut down in his prime. And his poor old mother, his good old father, often had warned him about his past life. Along with those flash girls, his money he squandered. Along with those flash girls, he took his delight. But now he is dead, and he's laid in his coffin. Six of his shipmates march on either side. Each of them carries a bunch of white roses, so no one might smell him as we pass them by. And we'll beat the drums loudly and play the pipes merrily. Play the dead march as we carry him along. Take him to the churchyard fire, three volleys over him. He's a young sailor cut down in his prime. And at the corner of the street, there's two girls standing, and each to the other does whisper and say, there goes that young fellow whose money we squandered. There goes that young sailor cut down in his prime. At the top of his tombstone, these words they're written, all you young fellows take warning by me. Never go courting them girls of the city, 'cause them girls of the city were the ruin of me. And we'll beat the drums loudly and play the pipes merrily. Play the dead march as we carry him along. Take him to the churchyard fire, three volleys over him. He's a young sailor cut down in his prime. He was a young sailor cut down in his prime. Thank you very much. I'll sing a sort of a Richard Thompson one, which has got a sort of a country flavour to it. This is because I think since last time I was here, I got to Lithuania, and they hadn't had much sort of contact with the outside world really, as the Russian army had only just left. And they I hadn't had much contact with Western media. And when they saw me appear with a guitar, they utterly assumed I was Kenny Rogers. It went down so well that I didn't disabuse them of that notion, really. And the result is I'm going back. But this is called Waltzings for Dreamers, and it's a nice little song. play me a blues song. Fade down the lights, I'm as sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. But just let me dream on, just let me sway while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. Missy don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? One step's for aching and two steps for breaking, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. One step's for sighing and two steps for crying, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. Oh, they say love's for gamblers, though the pendulum swings. Oh, I bet hard on love and I lost everything. But don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm, and we'll drink on old memories, and we'll drink into dawn. Mr. Bandleader, won't you play one more time, for I've got folding money in this pocket of mine. One step's for aching and two steps for breaking, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. One step's for sighing and two steps for crying, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. Miss, you don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the band reach the end? One step's for aching and two steps for breaking, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. One step's for sighing and two steps for crying, and waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. And waltzing's for dreamers, losers in love. Well sung. Talking about that Kenny Rogers thing, I did have my hair considerably longer at that time, and I was trying to get it to, because I think he's got great hair. I'm a big fan of his. He's the highest paid entertainer in the world about 2 years ago as well. There's nothing to do with it at all, really. But you'll notice that it's quite short now. This is because I've discovered this new young hairdresser called Dawn. And she's magic, honestly. She's absolutely so gentle, it's untrue. I go about 3 or 4 times a week to have my hair cut. Brilliant. Brilliant. What? How else can you enjoy yourself sat down, anyway? That's what I say. Right, this is a couple of songs. I used to know a group called the Halliard. I don't suppose they ever got this far north, actually, but they consisted of Nick Jones and a bloke called Dave Moran and a young lad called Nigel. And what they used to do, they used to go into all the big sort of library collections and get broadsides out and put tunes to them. And lots of these have sort of passed into the sort of folk tradition, really. But I hadn't heard them for a while, so I thought I'll dig them out and put a couple of them, a fragment of one together and the whole of the other. And this goes like this. Oh, I'm going for a soldier, Jenny, and I'm going across the rolling sea. They've given me a guinea, they says enlisted me, and I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire fusilier. Rolling me musket in me arms, said of me, Jenny dear. T'was last Monday morning, as I have heard them say, our orders came from Liverpool, we were to march away. The Lancashire lads have gone abroad, whatever shall we do? Leaving many a pretty maid to cry, what shall I do? Says the mother to the daughter, why must you act so strange? Do you want to be a soldier's wife and the whole wide world to range? For soldiers, they're rambling boys, they have but little pay. Can they maintain a wife and child on 13 pence a day? Says the mother to the daughter, I'll keep you close confined, and you'll never see that Lancashire lad, he'll be no son of mine. Oh, if you can find me 7 long years and have to set me free, I'll go in search of me Lancashire lad when I've gained me liberty. I'm going for a soldier, Jenny, and I'm going across the rolling sea. They've given me a guinea, they says enlisted me, and I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire fusilier. Rolling me musket in me arms, instead of me, Jenny dear. Oh, me love is dressed in scarlet, turned out with the blue, and every town that he goes through to his sweetheart, he'll be true. For we've got sweethearts enough, brave boys and girls to ease our minds. We'll never forget sweet Manchester and the girls we left behind. I'm going for a soldier, Jenny, and I'm going across the rolling sea. They've given me a guinea, they says enlisted me, and I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire fusilier. Rolling me musket in me arms, instead of me, Jenny dear. Nice to see the old posters of Girvan in the foyer there, and I see an old long-time compatriot of mine, Tony Capstick, once actually came up. It was in the early days, I suppose. And I once did a record with him and Dick Gockin of Ewan McCall songs, actually, and we recorded in Wall's End near Newcastle on Tyne. on January the 2nd. Which is quite a mistake, really, because Dick was still... Dick wasn't teetotal then, and Capstick never has been, to my knowledge, really. And I was on Benelin, so it was a good mixture, really. And we did this record, and about a year after the BBC said, would we fancy going and doing it live in front of an audience in St Martin's in the Field in the Crypt, which is an absolutely amazing place to sing, this vaulted roof, fabulous place under the church there. And the only problem with it is there's a huge stage, which is about 10 feet high, and it's about 8 feet by 8 foot, and you have to be very careful if you wander about and shut your eyes, you know, I mean... Anyway, Capstick astonished me and Dick by arriving independently in London and coming all the way down without on the train, without having gone into the bar once on the way down, and he made some really useful and pithy suggestions, you know, really useful stuff. But about 10 minutes before we were supposed to do it for real, he went out to the nearest boozer and got absolutely, refreshed, he was, to say the least. And spent the rest of the night trying to stop him diving off this 8 foot high stage, this 10 foot high stage, like a demented lemming he was, you know. And he always used to put a cigarette on the end of his guitar string there, you know, and he'd sung The Big Hewer or something like that. And I was doing Jamie Foyers with Dick and Capstick, was stood in the middle of, far distant lies Foyers the brave. And I saw this smoke sort of wafting. I thought, I wonder where that's coming from. No tombstone memorial shall hallow his grave. And it's getting thicker and thicker. For his bones they lie scattered on the... And then I'd realised I felt this warm sensation on my leg, and he'd set fire to me, actually, on the radio. Which must be a first for anybody, really, you know. Went down to the audience, thought it was great. I say, I'm coming tomorrow if you can do that again. It was brilliant. Anyway, this is one off that record. School day's over, come Monday and John, time to be getting your pit boots on. On with your sock and your moleskin trousers, time you were on your way. Time you were learning a pitman's job and earning a pitman's pay. Come on then, Jim, it's time to go, and time you were working down below. Time you were handling a pick and shovel, you started the pits today. Time you were learning a collier's job and earning a collier's pay. Come on then, die, it's almost light, and time you were off to the anthracite. The morning mist is on the valley, time you were on your way. Time you were learning a miner's job and earning a miner's pay. Stay in the welcome and always quit while you're at least seem to be ahead. So I'll do one more and get off. This is dedicated to a bloke I knew at school. This was a long time ago, really. And he turned up on my doorstep a couple of years ago, one Sunday night when it was teeming down with rain, tippling down with rain. He was absolutely soaked to the skin, he'd lost his job, his wife had thrown him out. And he said, could he stay the night? I said, of course, come in. Filled him full of whiskey and things like that. And he stayed about 3 months, and I hated him, honestly. And I realised I'd never really liked him at school either, you know. Anyway, this is for him. Thanks for singing along with the chorus, it was great, huh? It's called Hard Luck Stories. Running into you is like running into trouble. You bend my ear and I see double. You're everybody's idea of a waste of time. Oh, you still come around, cause I used to listen. I run a steamship, I don't run a mission. Don't be mistaken, thinking you're a friend of mine. Those hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind. Hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind. The bus won't give you change for a penny. Everybody's got money, you haven't any. If I cared about you, I'd say it was a crying shame. Oh, your wife ran away. She left you on Sunday and she cried when she left. She was laughing on Monday. Should have known better, never gone and changed her name. Those hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind. Hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind. Why don't you go up? Why don't you settle down? Why don't you get a job? Why don't you leave town? Even a chicken has to do what it has to do. But you don't like one thing, you don't like another, and you don't like anything that looks like bother. Everybody don't like something, we all don't like you. Those hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind. Hard luck stories, that's all I ever get from you. Hard luck stories, you're gonna drive me out of my mind.
Thank you very much. Thank you.